up up here. Amanda, Brett is sitting down there.
Hey, awesome. Thank you. Brett, can you hear us?
Yep, I got you.
Okay, congratulations on that run.
Thank you.
Go ahead and before we go to questions, go ahead and give us a kind of quick recap of those final laps from your vantage point.
The biggest thing was the car count was down so low by then that it you're really dependent on who was behind you and if it was a strong pusher or not, because you knew they weren't going to have much help. So it really kind of made the two lines stall. I was able to get the 22 out front, and then he was kind of blocking and whatnot. Or I didn't get the 22 out front, but the 22 got out front and he was kind of blocking and got the 20 questioning himself, I guess, and we were able to get outside. And I was hoping to have a run at the 22 there coming to the finish, but kind of stalled out and I was just pushing him further ahead. But all in all, a really good day for us.
All right, we're going to go to questions now. Friendly reminder, if you have a question, please raise your hand within the Zoom platform, or you can send us a chat and we'll monitor that as well. And to kick us off with questions, we're going to go to our first question with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brett, what were you going to try to do there if you could get beside him or right up on his bumper?
I would have needed help, but you just try to juke him whichever way and try to ultimately, I think the better bet here for whatever reason, it seems like the inside most of the time, I guess, cause the start finish line is sooner. But then again, the side draft is more effective if you can get to their right rear. So either way you go on them, you just want to get as close as possible and slow them down. But we just didn't have enough help to get there.
And you raced against Cindric for several years. And did you expect that, that he would be kind of in this position that he's in a couple of years ago?
He's grown a lot. I will say that, you know, he had a rough go of it at first, but I think last year proves, you know, certainly the last couple of years he's been progressing at a very high rate. And then last year, all that kind of came to fruition. And, you know, for a while he was a road course guy and that's what he was known as. And now he's an oval guy, road course guy, and a plate guy. So more power to him for progressing the way he did.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, bro, a lot of drivers, a lot of spotters thought you had the best pushing car. Did you feel like you had one of the best pushing cars?
I was pretty strong, especially if I had a little bit of help behind. The guys really worked hard this offseason to up the performance of our motorsports. And, crew chief Joe Williams was super excited to come here. He wanted to qualify just to see where we were at on speed. And we got the ECR lease engine program. So we got the best engines under the hood now too. And that all adds up, and I think to push in a very efficient way a lot, timing it right and timing the runs right and where to push, where not to push. So I don't know if I was the best, but I just try to work on it.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knott. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Brett. Great job. I was just wondering if tonight was a preview for next week, knowing that you have had success on the Daytona road course in the past.
I hope so. It's always great having a good run, but as the old saying goes, anyone can win at Daytona. It's all about luck and speed at times, but I hope that the hard work that we've all done throughout the offseason, especially my crew, is going to show everywhere we go. And I believe it will. I think the mile and a half we're going to be really, really strong. I think the road course is, you know, we kind of look forward to that with my experience here and success here. And, I hope we can go out there. And at least tonight we made sure we had a better starting spot. So that's half the battle. And I think we will have a successful weekend next week. And also Andy Lally, who's a phenomenal road course driver. If I can just keep up with him, I'll be happy.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Amanda. Brett, congratulations on the great run. I know how competitive you are, though. So, even though there wasn't as much you could do, how much does it sting coming that close and knowing that, there was a chance?
I'm not going to go party over this by any means, but it's a good payday, and I survived. And I historically do not like plate racing because my luck never seems to go so well. And, you know, last night was proof of that. And I think I've finished, I don't know, maybe 20% of the plate races here at Daytona that I've been in. I don't know what that stat would be, but it's normally not good for me. So it's just kind of it's not really something to celebrate, but it is a weight lifted to have a good run. And yeah, I wanted that win. It was so close. And I'm just really proud of the team and how far they've came. And, you know, I don't want to say second's what we're shooting for, but it was a damn good way to start the year.
So to follow up on that, what went into the decision, you know, now seeing the run that you put together tonight, what went into the decision for you to chase another Truck Series championship rather than, you know, take a chance and declare points for Xfinity?
There were a lot of factors. One, the Xfinity field is, you know, it's not as deep as the trucks, but it takes deeper pockets to be successful consistently. And I do think we're going to run good and have shots of winning races with this team. You know, when it comes down to the playoffs and those guys spending tons and tons of money to make sure they have brand new cars every race and whatever it takes to be successful, will we be able to do that? I don't know. I hope so. But I think realistically, my chances of winning the championship in the trucks is stronger. And ultimately, there's another factor in Chevrolet wanting me to be a part of Nice as well. They want to have a second championship winning truck team, which they saw with Ross and struggled last year, and they want to get it back to that. So they were kind of pushing for me to go that direction. And thankfully, Chris Auer, who had already committed to, was open to the idea and willing to let me do that.
Thanks, Brett.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Marty with RSN. Go ahead, Marty.
And Brett, congratulations on a great run, man. Kind of going up back to about the team. I noticed Al Motorsports improves this team every race. So how big of a year could this be for the team? And could you be possibly a dark horse for one of these races to win later this year?
Certainly. I honestly think we can win now that, you know, we're pulling everything together. Resource-wise, the engines is the major component. You know, we ran sixth at Richmond, ran really good at Kansas too, both times. We didn't have the result to show it the first time, but the second time had a really good finish there. I feel like if we can go hit our setup on a day now with the horsepower and with, you know, a little bit better bodies, a little bit better chassis, better parts, you know, I think we can certainly go out there and win. And it's a testament to Chris Auer, who's put a lot of his money personally and financially into it. And he wants to be successful and he's hiring all the right people. He started by getting Joe Williams at the beginning of last year. I didn't know Joe previously, but to see what he's done with this race team and with the permission and help of Chris Auer is pretty incredible.
Thank you, Brett. Nice run tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Brett, just curious if there were any conversations today within the team because the 03 car didn't make it and that could potentially have some ramifications for the next few weeks. Just any thoughts from within the team about not even getting the chance to qualify with that specific car today?
Yeah, it was a bummer for sure. It's super expensive to come down here and try to do it right like we're doing it. And to take that financial hit basically is big. I know Chris Auer wasn't too happy about it. I'm hoping this run tonight kind of offsets that. Yeah, I don't know the plan moving forward. I was just kind of focused on today, but I'm sure Monday we'll have those discussions and figure out how to make the race. Cause obviously with the new starting format, if you didn't get in this week, it's going to be hard to get in next week. So we'll see what happens.
And double dipping this year with trucks and Xfinity. Do you think that this is going to give you an upper hand on anybody in the Xfinity field when you guys have companion weekends and trucks runs before?
Oh, certainly. Last year it was huge. Being able to be on the track, sometimes that morning, sometimes the night before, it just, if you rewatch some of the races where we had a decent car, stage one, I could really make a lot of moves and trust it, just because I had been on the track previously, and it's certainly a big help and an advantage. And just being on the racetrack as much as possible is an advantage, whether it's the same track or not. Racing more often is always better.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Joe with Last Out Media. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Amanda, and congratulations on a strong run tonight, Brett. How different is the draft in the Xfinity Series than it is in the trucks, and how much of the race do you spend evaluating how different it is before you can make those really aggressive moves?
It's way different. The trucks punch such a big hole in the air that, I mean, it's you could have a truck that is a half second off, and in the draft it doesn't matter just because of how much air is being moved. And the trucks are also way more sensitive to side drafting and side force loss, getting you loose and whatnot. So it's, to me, the trucks are way more sketchy. I know the Xfinity cars get out of control, but the car itself in Xfinity is harder to drive around here. The trucks are super easy, wide open, even when you're in the draft. It's just about not running over the guy in front of you. Where the Xfinity cars, you're actually slipping and sliding around a little bit. A lot of us were loose in and loose off tonight for whatever reason. I don't know if it's different tire or not. I'm sure it's not, but maybe the track aging or the crew chief's just trying to trim the cars out. But we're all pretty loose tonight, so you really had to pick and choose where to push and where to leave a little gap to get a little cleaner air. And I like it. I like the fact that we get run in the top. I know people think it's boring, but that leads into big opportunities for people making the bottom work, similar to how I won stage two. I saw a run coming and I kind of backed up, had a good run on the two and dove in there. So I think it makes for more strategic racing where the truck is kind of just beat the shit out of the guy in front of you and hope your line's moving faster.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one final question from Anton with ASN Media. Go ahead, Anton.
Thanks, Amanda. Good evening, Brad. Congrats on the great run today. How would you rate the performance from yourself and your team today?
From what? Sorry, there's a jet dryer.
How would you rate the performance from yourself and your team today?
I'd rate the performance very well. There were some struggles, a lot of wrecks, but thankfully we avoided them all. And ultimately, the car had speed, so we worked hard on that and we delivered that.
Thanks.
All right, Brett, congratulations again on that run. Thank you for spending some time with us and best of luck next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we will be joined by Harrison Burton in just a few minutes.
You guys hear me?
All right, Harrison, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I got you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for joining us. Take us through those final laps, especially with that last restart. Let us tell us a little bit about what it looked like from your driver's seat.
Yeah, it was challenging. I've the 22 was very strong all night. Felt like we were strong all night, led a lot of laps, and just kind of a clash between us at the end. I felt like whoever took control of the lead at the end of that restart was going to be in a great spot to win that race. I tried to drag back on the last lap to try and create a run, and I thought I had it, and I turned down and hit that wall of air and wasn't quite the run I expected to have. But, you know, you have to take a shot. If I don't do that and I ride around on the top and finish second, I'm going to be kicking myself. And, you know, that's part of the game at Daytona is going for it. And sometimes it doesn't work out and sometimes it does. And just trying to do your best to control what you can control.
All right. We're now going to go to questions for Harrison. If you have a question, just raise your hand in the chat or raise your hand in the Zoom platform or send us a chat. To kick us off with questions, we're going to go with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Harrison, is it frustrating at all to lose this race to a guy that you're probably going to try to battle for the title with?
Yeah, definitely. All it matters, momentum. You know, it's crazy how much that win is going to probably propel them into the next race. he's obviously very strong in the Daytona road course. So we're going to have to step our game up and try and, you know, beat him at his own game there. But yeah, I expect to have to beat the 22 to win the championship, obviously him being past champion. But overall, it was not a bad points night for us. You know, not as many stage points as I wanted, but battled through that and got a good finish by the end. So yes, that makes it more frustrating, but I'm happy for Austin, even though he was in my high school and we always would argue about who's a better race car driver. It's cool to see someone that I kind of grew up around win.
Okay, our next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Yeah, Harrison, just curious, with Briscoe moving up to Cup, that leaves 9 wins on the table from last year that are no longer in the series this year. You obviously won a handful last year yourself, but have you set like a benchmark or a personal goal that you want to achieve maybe for yourself in terms of win total or performance throughout the year?
Yeah, most of it revolving around winning a championship, right? So when me and Jason first got paired together, first few things that we did was set goals, go through data, see what past champions did to win races, to win those championships. I think they averaged 6.5 wins or somewhere around there. So on my sheet, I wrote 6, on his, he wrote 7. And, that's what we feel like we need to do to win a championship. So that's what we're going for. Now granted, if I win 9 races, I'm happy. So, that doesn't change the way that I look at each race. No matter what the goal is, I prepare the same, I work the same, I go after it the same way. Just, you know, that's what we feel like we need to do, win more stages and win more races.
Okay, our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Harrison. It seemed like through circumstances that you didn't have the opportunity very often to work with your teammates. Do you feel like that hampered your ability towards the end of the race? But on the other hand, you did seem to have a pretty fast car just by yourself.
Yeah, we were definitely fast. I would have loved to have the 18 and 54 and 19 all lined up behind me at the end. So when I hung a left, they came with me, but just didn't work that way. That's super speedway racing. It's tough to, you know, you can't bank your race expecting that to happen. You have to prepare and understand that you could be the lone wolf of the group. And that's what I turned into. And I didn't execute the way I needed to at the end and cost us the win. So, overall, I would have loved to have those guys there. But at the end of the day, I have to control my own destiny. And fortunately, I wasn't caught up in either of the wrecks that they were in and had a shot to win regardless.
And you mentioned earlier having to fight Austin and those guys at their own game next week. What are your thoughts heading to the Daytona road course?
Well, that was a place that I ran pretty well at last year. Ran second to Briscoe for a little bit. Felt like still needed to go to work on that as a driver. The biggest thing is braking. Those road guys, something, I mean, I'm still working to figure it out. Haven't had too many test runs at it, but all the speed is on braking. It's crazy. You know, driving in deep, getting on the brakes hard. There's road course racing technique to that. And when you don't do it all the time, it's challenging to pick it up as fast as those guys that have. But on the other hand, I've been doing a lot of work in the off season to get that better. Bought a go-kart to go out and race at, you know, go-kart tracks. I've gone testing in Trans Am cars. I've done all kinds of things all over trying to get better, because when you look at the schedule this year, it's going to be pretty imperative that you run well on the road courses. And yeah, I think that's a big opportunity for us to kind of get better from last year.
Thanks, bud.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Amanda. Harrison, congratulations on the strong run. How challenging or how frustrating is it as a driver when you get to the end of one of these, there's been a lot of crashes and there's not really enough quality cars? It seemed like really you and Cindric were the only two up there at the end to be able to generate the kind of runs you need to get around somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of it. Moffitt was giving me some pushes that I was having to hang on for dear life, man. I when I turned left on the last corner, he had hit me so hard that I was, you know, crossed up going either way. When I decided to turn left, I thought that was going to be enough energy, but it just wasn't. And he decided, you know, for his own race, so he has to do to not come with me. So just luck of the draw and kind of that some of that deal. But on the other hand, you know, that's true. There wasn't quite as much energy in the end as there was a few laps before. Just having those good guys have damage, take some of that out of the pack. But on the other hand, it's also less guys that are gonna come and try and beat you. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword for sure.
And how big has some of the veteran presence been to add Daniel Hemric, to add Ty Dillon, those guys who, you know, for you being one of the younger guys in the sport, how much has that presence and that experience helped you guys out at JGR?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been a good working relationship between us because I think each one of us has different experiences and we bring different things to the table. Those guys, both racing and Cup, have a lot of plate racing experience and experience working the draft, and that was nice this weekend. Obviously, I haven't really had to work, you know, on normal tracks quite yet with them. I'm excited to do that. I think we have a great group, and just the number of cars tonight I thought was going to be big for us. Just having four cars besides our typical three that we had last year, we were able to control the race and lead the race and make it around the top, make it hard for people to pass us. And you know, I know the fans don't like that, but it's our job. It's our job to make it boring and dominate. So didn't quite work out, but yeah, it was great to have those numbers.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, our next question is going to come from Marty with RSN. Go ahead, Marty.
Actually, Amanda, can you come back to me real quick? I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, no problem, Marty. We'll take another question from Noah Lewis. Go ahead, Noah.
Hey, Harrison. How close were you? Your guy Ben Bayshore moved over to Kyle Busch, and now you're with Jason Ratcliffe. How close were you guys previously, and what kind of things have you done to get acclimated with one another? And also, how was tonight?
Yeah, obviously losing Ben was, you know, kind of a bummer because we had some great momentum going, but getting Jason is, you know, the guy I would choose if I had to, right? If I had to, you know, if Ben moves up the Cup, which is awesome for him, I'm super excited for him that he gets to crew chief Kyle Busch and do all that. It's what his dream was to do, is a crew chief a Cup car. So I'm so happy for him that he gets to do that. But as far as me and Jason go, it's been great. Our relationship is getting better and better. I feel like we really agree on a lot of things. And just the communication and the psychology side of this sport is so imperative. And you have guys like Jason that have been there, done that, as a calming presence. Now I have Tyler Green as a spotter, another guy that's been there, done that. And so I feel like I have a group of guys around me that are really experienced, to add on to my 1 year of experience, which is seems like a lot for me because I normally don't stick around too long for series. And yeah, it's great. It's been awesome. The biggest thing we've done is just have meetings, go over different things and, you know, code words or whatever we're going to use. You know, that's kind of part of it. And then the other part is just, you know, getting to know each other's preferences, the number scale that you use as a driver to describe the car, things like that. And then tonight as a whole is all right. You never definitely, you know, if you're going to go to the media center, it might as well be for first, right? Not third. So it's a bummer, but it's also a good night for us to get that momentum rolling and be heading the right direction for the Daytona Road Course.
Thanks, Harrison.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Anton with ASN Media. Go ahead, Anton.
Thanks, Amanda. Good evening, Harrison. Congrats on the great result today. Last year, you ended your season on a high with the two wins in a row. Today, you finished top three at Daytona. How important it is to keep that momentum at the start of the season?
It's huge. It is something that I wish I could describe, like momentum, right? What does that mean? Why would a race from last week have any effect on a race from this week? And, you know, if you look at it mathematically, they don't, right? But for whatever reason, it is humongous to have good finishes, stack those up. That just leads to wins. I can't understand why. If I could bottle it up and sell it, I would, or even describe it, I would. It's so big. And to keep that momentum going with a new group of guys is really good. Obviously, Jason and Tyler are both guys that I trust completely. And Tyler did a great job tonight as my spotter. First race at Daytona is a tough race to get to know each other at because you're so reliant on him. But overall, momentum is huge, and I can't understand it. I still, it kind of weirds me out why it matters, but I've seen it firsthand.
Thanks, Harrison. Congrats once again.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and now we'll go back to Marty. Marty, are you ready?
Yep, I'm all good.
All right, Harrison, go ahead with your question.
All right, Harrison, first off, congratulations on a great run. I was wondering if you could just take me through that final lap, what you were thinking. Was the game plan to just fake low, then go high? Hopefully there was a draft coming on the high side in the turn. What was the game plan there?
Yeah, that was really it, right? I tried to drag back to Moffitt and get Austin out there. He did a good job of using the brakes and trying not to minimize or try not to let me get that gap on him. Once I let go of that brake, Moffitt came, hit me really hard, about wrecked. And a couple of times Moffitt hit me very hard. It was awesome. So, you know, I got that momentum rolling. Felt like we were going to be all right. Just you try to use that banking as a hill going down, right? So I turned in probably too early trying to use that hill. But that was the goal, was to drag him to the bottom and have enough momentum just to barely get to his right rear. If you can do that, it is over for him. That is something that we focus on all night, was don't let anyone touch your right rear quarter panel, side drafting. And that was my goal, was to get there. Just fell short, and unfortunately it didn't work out, but that's restrictor plate racing. It's a challenge. It's fun, but it's frustrating at times too.
Thanks, Harrison. And again, great run tonight, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Harrison, thank you so much. That appears to be all the questions for tonight, but we wish you the best of luck next week as well.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And we'll be back shortly.
All right. Thanks, Harrison.
See ya.
Thank you.